Today, the International Olympic Committee said it is looking into that damning report from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency about Lance Armstrong to see if there is any evidence to open an investigation into stripping Olympic medals. Lance Armstrong won the bronze medal at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. When he was banned from cycling this past August and stripped of his Tour de France titles, he asked for proof of any wrongdoing. Yesterday, the USADA, the Anti-Doping Agency, obliged, issuing a 200-page report listing witnesses and evidence against him. Armstrong's lawyer has called the report a one-sided hatchet job. We wanted to see how it's reverberating in the cycling world. Bicycling Magazine's editor-at-large is Bill Strickland. He joins us. And Bill, first, your thoughts on, you know, the report from yesterday we want to talk about, but now the IOC weighing in, your thoughts?
Oh, I think Lance's bronze medal is really maybe the least of his worries right now. It would be pretty far down on the things that could happen to him.
Well, we wonder if it might expand out from Lance Armstrong and his bronze medal, but putting that aside, your thoughts on this 200-page report from yesterday, not just positioning Lance Armstrong as somebody who took substances and used techniques, but as someone who pressured others on his team to do the same.
Well, it's a damning document. I've read all 200 pages. I've been going through the affidavit. There are home movies to watch. The entirety of it is overwhelming proof, not only that he doped, but that he was in some sense a ringleader. Which, having studied him and been around him and the team, that's not surprising. He was the leader in everything. He was the leader in their training. He was the leader in their equipment. In who to figure out. Who should be on the team. So, of course, he would take the lead role in the doping as well.
Some of the most damning testimony seemed to come from his teammate, George Hincapie. What does he say?
Well, George, who is an unimpeachable witness, other teammates of Lance's in the past, for years, have accused him of doping or said that they doped. George was Lance's most loyal teammate, kind of Little John to Robin Hood. And George says not only that he himself doped, but that he witnessed Lance dope several times.
Yeah, and his Lance Armstrong's ex-wife, Kristen, is mentioned more than 30 times in the report. She didn't provide testimony, but others said she wrapped pills in foil and handed them out to teammates. Just pretty damning. Also, testimony against Lance Armstrong's longtime physician and trainer, Michelle Ferrari.
Right. There are bank statements to Ferrari. The total payments, I think, are about $1 million over the course of many years. There are emails between Lance and Ferrari's son, who was the go-between. Michele was banned from cycling, and it was at that point illegal for cyclists to work with him as well.
Well, Michele and Ferrari was actually convicted in 2004, but, you know, what happens now? There are listeners who might be thinking, if they're not in the cycling world, they might be thinking, but we've heard this. You know, put this report in context and put where we are now in the cycling world because of that report in context.
Right. We have heard a lot of this before. The thing that this report does is there are six teammates who are just they haven't flip-flopped in the past. They can't be attacked for their credibility, and it just seems to be sort of the ultimate proof that Lance doped. And now he's still going to have his supporters. You know, he has 30-40 million people who are very loyal to Livestrong and are going to believe him or stay with him even if they don't believe him. So. It paints cycling definitively as just an era, pro cycling as an era rife with EPO and blood doping. But Lance himself, who knows? Who knows what we'll think of him in 50 years?
Well, and is that his worst concern now, what people think of him? And just very briefly, we just have a couple seconds, but any criminal possibilities? I mean, is it just about reputation?
We'll wait to see if the criminal investigation is reopened. The last time I spoke to him, he just really wants to move on. He said he didn't even care about the jerseys.
Bill Strickland, editor-at-large for Bicycling Magazine. As a 200-page report comes out from the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, reams of proof that against Lance Armstrong, and as we heard today, the International Olympic Committee also looking into his medals. Bill, thanks so much.
Thank you.